The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
On Monday, married mother of two in Michigan who had sex with two boys, one 14 and one 15. They were lured into sex with her. She sent naked pictures on Snapchat. She's 38 years old. She was sending the boys pictures of herself in a bathtub and performing sex acts. She would go to the boys' house and drive up into their parking lot after 1 a.m., between 1 and 4, and the boys would sneak out and they would have sex with this 38-year-old woman in the car. Michigan State Police said they started conversing and exchanging nude photographs while they were still in middle school. 38 years old, she said at her sentencing, "This has been the biggest regret of my life." You think? "My family means everything to me, and I've caused them a great deal of pain for these regretful choices that I have made."
Oh, clearly her family means everything to her.
Yeah.
I mean, she did that without saying, didn't it?
That's having a really hard time with this.
It's pretty clear, man. Her husband and children were uppermost in her mind.
Well, I think it's true. She was trying to expand the family.
Right.
She loved the family so much. She was doing the act that expands
it. The biggest mistake of her life was getting caught.
Mm. Hey, who doesn't as a son like to have the most popular mom in school? You know, you like hearing that your mom is cool. She's the, you know, your mom is great. I wish I had a mom like that. You define maybe having a mom like that in a different way than perhaps she is defining that.
I think so, yeah.
So the mother of one of the victims said, "You made a conscious effort on several occasions to make arrangements to meet my son, sneak out of your house, start your car, leave your husband and children at your home, and drive to my son's father's house, back in the driveway between midnight and 4 a.m. and wait for my son to run into the driveway, commit a crime, and leave. Did you know this was wrong? Did you ever worry that you were doing harm to my son?" Mom said, "The guys at school now pick on him. They say it's cool that he had sex with a mom. My son shared with me that the guys at school have no idea what he's going through."
They pick on him by saying it was cool?
She said the guys at school now pick on him, and others say that it's, you know, cool. So he's, you know, trapped in this world of a 38. If this was a guy that was doing this to, you know, 15-year-old women, the country would be on fire.
Sure.
On fire.
Yeah.
Definitely double standard on this one.
I mean, there's no doubt.
I mean, and I don't know. I mean, is that right? I don't know.
Is that right?
Well, of course. No.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe it is. Like, I, you know.
Maybe. I mean, it's two?
Maybe it is.
I'm a proud sexist here.
You have no idea. You may want to rethink your thinking because I think maybe it is.
No, well, I think maybe it is. Maybe
we
it is.
Know you're with him.
Yeah.
Jeff,
I mean, wait a minute.
There's another thing that goes
you're with
saying.
You're leaning towards the Jeffy side. You must know that you're wrong here.
Right. This is not a good step in my life. I'm obviously developing
really
the wrong
not.
Way. But I mean, I think there is a...
But we do have that bias, don't we?
Sure. I think it's because...
Because what you're thinking is that, you know, the kids were... That was the greatest thing that ever happened to them. Right? That's your thinking. Now, if those were girls, you would not be
think that way
that.
At all.
Can I tell you something?
It is sexism, but it's...
It is.
Look at how hard we all work to keep our children moral, to keep them on the right track, to try our best to help them through. And then when they turn 18... You know, their life is their life, and they're going to make their mistakes and make their choices, whatever. But to protect them as long as we possibly can. You know, you send your kids to school, and you know they're going to fall in with the wrong crowd, or they could fall in with the wrong crowd. They could be doing things that, you know, your parents never knew what you were doing. Why do you think it's different with you? But you try to have a 38-year-old adult come and prey on your children is beyond understanding.
Yeah, and this is a an extreme case as to what age this went on. It was very early. Usually these things typically are like high school situations. And they're still wrong, obviously. I think there's an issue where, for example, I just saw this stat yesterday. The world record 100 meter from a female is slower than the best time for a high school boy in the last year. So the world all-time world record for a female is slower than the best time for in high school this year for guys. And so there's a physical level here of victim versus predator, where a male who is stronger, and I know these things don't happen, we're not allowed to say these things anymore, but there's differences. Yeah, don't hire me at Google. There are differences between men and women. And I think when you see a man go after a younger woman, you know, in high school, you think predator to victim, where the male in this particular case likely was much stronger than the woman. It doesn't feel as physically, it's manipulative mentally, and it's a physical act, but it's not a forceful act. So we categorize it differently.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.